Hey everyone, this is Natalie Satare, your makeup artist and beauty coach here, and I'm just popping in with a quick episode for those of you who like to listen over read. I get it. I like to sometimes just listen when I'm on the go. A couple of days ago, I was sharing on my Instagram stories that this is the time of the year that I like to stock up and get some of the big purchases out of the way, and I asked if anybody was interested, and the overwhelming response was yes, they want to know, you want to know what I stocked up on for my pro kit during this Black Friday to Cyber Monday. So today is Cyber Monday. I'm going to tell you that this is also relevant for back to school or some of the other major big holidays that happen internationally. So if you are listening to this episode, it's not Cyber Monday. Either save the date for your Black Friday through Cyber Monday, or you know, wait for the back to school sales. Those are always great times to make those big investments into your kit. So without further ado, this is how I save big when restocking my Pro Makeup Artist kit. Okay, so the first thing that I bought this Black Friday, I guess, was some new brushes. You might think that I already have a ton of brushes, and I do. The reason why I need more, well, you can never have enough, but the reason I need more is because when I have long days on set or if I have large bridal parties, I need to have individual brush sets for each of those people to save time on application, because if I don't, that means that I need to clean the brushes in between each person. I do use the Cinema Secrets brush cleaner. I have to bring that physically with me to the from the United States to Germany. I haven't found it here. I don't know where you can buy it here. It only ships ground transport. And also, this is not a cleanser in the sense that you would want to use every single time. This is for those quick jobs where you need the brushes to be sanitized and clean and ready for the next person really quickly. But over time, if you were to use the Cinema Secret brush cleaner, it probably wouldn't be too good for the brushes, especially if you're spending a lot of money on brushes, which, as you know, I think your brushes should be probably the biggest investment of your kit. So anyways, I need more brushes. And there's also some brushes that I would like to have, especially even if I have like three or four clients in a day. I have a couple detailing brushes that I only have one or two of, and I tend to use those a lot more than I think that I, you know, when I bought them originally. So I've fallen in love with these, some of these smaller detailing brushes. And basically, I just wanted to have some more. I also needed some more face brushes because I don't have a ton. They take up a lot of room. They are more expensive. So if I can get those face brushes on sale, bada bing, bada boom. So the brushes, the company that I went with this year is Rephr, R-E-P-H-R. And I am not an affiliate with them. I am not being sponsored or paid in any way to tell you about these brushes. I can tell you that these brushes, I have a couple of them, and they have performed amazingly, and they are soft but dense. And what I really like about this company and supporting this company is that they are all about feedback. I think Rephr is, I don't know, short for reference. And so when they kind of came out into the market, these brushes are made in Japan. They are made of animal hair. They are really socially conscious. So I'm pretty sure that they're cruelty-free, even though they're animal hair. Don't quote me on that. But they are handmade in Japan. Maybe they're not handmade anymore. But they are made in Japan. Their standards are very high. And what I like is that they don't just ship out the next day. So they don't keep a huge inventory, which to me means that they're not mass manufacturing them. And what I love about them is not only do they look good, they are black and simple and minimal branding. The shapes of the brushes are built for everyone. So you can actually pick what brush suits your face shape or your eye shape. And they actually, instead of going to all of the big beauty influencers, they went to some of the best and most trusted makeup artists in the industry, working makeup artists in the industry, and ask for feedback on the brushes and how they work in a professional environment. And almost every professional makeup artist that I admire, that I look up to, they also said these are great quality brushes for the price. Now, are they the best of the best of the best? I don't think so. I don't think that they're the, I think that they are great brushes and worth the money, even at full price. So when they were offering a Black Friday deal for their bespoke brush set, which is six brushes for $168, you might think that that's a lot, but this is six brushes, and I think three of them were face brushes, so those are always a little bit more expensive. Again, made in Japan, animal hair brushes, and you got $100 back with the $100. So pretty much you're spending $68 on the brushes, which is the cost of like one and a half face brushes from them. So that's a great deal. And then to make it even better, you can add on a brush for like $20, which I did. I added on a brush and then I got an extra $10 of credit. So I spent $192 and I got $110 of store credit, which I turned around and used immediately on three more brushes. But here's the kicker. They're offering buy one, get one free. So I got six brushes with the $110 credit. I think I only ended up spending $10, $5 for the shipping, $5 to cover the balance of what was left. So I got 12 brushes for $200. That averages out to about $16.50 a brush, which is very reasonable for high quality Japanese made real hair brushes. Also, I customized the brush to have the long pro handle. And yes, that is just, I cannot wait. Now the downside is that because they don't have this massive inventory, I have to wait 10 to 12 weeks for them to be shipped, which is a little bit, but you know, it's worth the wait. Now, in the last set of brushes that I bought from Refer, one thing that I loved is that it was delivered in this beautiful black box that you can use as a brush holder. It's very sturdy. I put all of the brushes from my workshops. I have two different eye brushes, I think 20 of them, and they all fit into this box. And I keep that kind of stored away and bring it out only when I'm doing my makeup workshops. So brushes are a great investment this time of the year. Now, I'm not saying go out and buy these brushes. You need to buy what you can afford and what's in your price point. I mean, if Hakuhodo, which is probably like, a couple steps above Refer, those are handmade brushes. They're beautiful. I think I spent $50-something for one brush in IMATS, and that was with a pro discount. So if you want to think about brushes in that way, there's always something shinier and more expensive. But then there's also brushes like Sigma, which I believe is running a Cyber Monday sale, and also Real Techniques. And those are two more affordable brushes that I think are great. Now, I will say some of my Sigma brushes that I've had are starting to, the peeling around the handle, it has come off and exposed the wood, which is not attractive and it's not super sanitary. And, but again, I am a pro makeup artist. So these brush are being used and washed vigorously, sometimes multiple times a week, if not a day. So keep that in mind. So let's move on to my next big splurge. And this is skin prep. Now, you might remember, I don't know if I did a podcast on it, but I definitely know it was in my newsletter and I talked about it in a blog post. It was skincare versus skin prep. And you can find that on my blog. I can try to link it here in the show notes. And anyways, so there's this whole thing about skincare, skin prep. skin prep is something that us makeup artists are really, really in tune with, because we need to prepare the skin as it arrives into our chair for makeup. We can't take care of the skin in one time, right? Skincare is something that we need to practice every day. That's wearing SPF, that's washing our face, that's putting a nighttime moisturizer, that's taking care of our skin every day. But there are things that you can do before you apply makeup, skin prep, which will make makeup look amazing. Now for makeup artists, this can be tricky because we don't know when we, not all of us, I'm not an esthetician. I know a lot about skin, but I am not a trained professional in skin. So if somebody comes to me with, you know, redness or, you know, sunspots or something like that, I can't fix that, but I can use makeup and make sure that there are no allergies or any sort of sensitivities to certain ingredients. I can make sure to keep mind of that and reduce the redness and reduce the appearance of sunspots and whatnot. Okay, so just so you know, skincare versus skin prep. So skin prep is really tricky for makeup artists because we don't know. We don't know who's going to sit in our chair. We don't know how they take care of their skin. Now, I have, of course, developed a questionnaire for clients where I ask very detailed questions so that I can really understand what kind of skin I'm going to work with before I even touch their face. If you are a makeup artist, I highly recommend you can purchase this. It's very affordable on my website, nataliesaturier.com/shop. You can find all the digital templates I sell. This really will help you to make sure that you know your client's skin before they come so that you can prepare and possibly have to buy some things for your kit before they come and arrive. So anyways, I think I've beaten that horse up enough. I don't want to beat up a horse, so that's not a good analogy. Okay, so skin prep. Like I said, very hard for makeup artists. And so when Sonia Rosselli, she is a makeup artist, she was based in Chicago, now she's in Austin, she had her big bridal boutique in Chicago. She was kind of like the go-to bridal artist in Chicago for all the highbrow weddings. And she had, I don't remember how large her team was, but she had a full-on studio, and she had lots of people working for her, lots of artists working under her, to keep this business succeeding. And she was running into the same issue that many of us run into as makeup artists, and that is quality skin prep. Because we don't know, because it's so important, she developed her own line of skin prep. So basically, she created something that we need, and that always works out well. So her line isn't huge, which is what I love. It is also not cheap. I don't know, cheap can mean different things. It is an investment in your kit. Doesn't matter how much revenue you're bringing in, it is an investment. And it does not go on sale. I think it has gone on sale once in the few years that I've been following her. And it did go on sale. I think today is the last day. If you are listening, today is December 2nd, 2019. As I record this episode, and it is 40% off today, and this is the last day. But again, this is also worth all the money. You know, I have gone through water balm. Is that what it's called? I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I've gone through two of those. I went through those so fast, and everyone loved it. Like, not one person. I mean, people never really complain, but I mean, instead of it just being like, they were like, what is this? What is this amazing stuff? So I bought two entire kits from her full line, plus two extra tiger eye soaps. So she has a water oil, she has the sex appeal, she has the Japanese cleansing oil, and she has the water elixir, which is great to be mixed in with foundation. So she has just a very small but mighty skin prep line for makeup artists and for anybody who wants to have good skin prep before putting on the makeup. So anyways,
I can't tell you how I am so excited, 40% off. The only reason she's offering it for 40% off is because she's changing her packaging. So she's trying to get rid of everything with her old logos and old branding, and she is updating it. So that's the only reason she even put it on sale. It is all, I believe, also made in Japan, if I am not mistaken, and you can't go wrong. I am an affiliate for her. I signed up to be an affiliate for her as soon as I tried it and realized this is good stuff. So you can use my affiliate link, soniarosselli.com/Natalie Sartore. It would mean a lot to me. I'm producing this to you for free, and I've spent a lot of money onto this website, this podcast, putting it together. So if you use my affiliate links, I would really appreciate it. And I did also purchase two of her Tiger Eye brush soaps. I'm pretty snobby when it comes to brush soaps. So the one that I'm currently using is the Beauty Blender one. Even with my pro discount, that's still pretty pricey. So I am going to try this one out. It's still pricey, but at 40% off, I figured I'd just stock up. So the last big splurge that I made in my business this Black Friday / Cyber Monday, whatever, is a new makeup mirror, a handheld one for the big client reveal. So I have my beautiful makeup lights, which were the best investment, one of the best investments I've had and made in my business. But the problem was, for me, the problem has always been the reveal, because a client will stand up or look in the mirror with the makeup lights shining at them. And because my studio is not, it's still like, there's still other light sources. They weren't seeing what I was seeing. I wanted them to see their makeup in all of the glory the same way I was seeing it. So I figured they needed a handheld mirror, which I've had over the years, several. Of course, they would break. That's the problem with these handheld mirrors. And I've had the cheapy one. I don't want to say the cheapy ones, but I've had the ones that you order on Amazon that have the lights, whatever. And I got those for my workshops, and they do the job. But the Glamcore is really the one that I've been eyeing for quite a long time. And the Glamcore Ricky Skinny has been around for a long time. I know all of these influencers, and I think it's on Oprah's favorite things. So I'm sure it's going to blow up and go up in price. So you better just get it now before it like really explodes. And I'm not an affiliate with them. I purchased this for 25% off. And I am so excited. It has a Bluetooth that connects to your phone, so you can take a selfie just by pressing the mirror if you connect it to the Bluetooth on your phone. It has 5 or so different light settings. So depending on the client, whether or not they're going to have an evening event or a daytime event, you can adjust the lighting, or if they're going to be in studio. So you can adjust the lighting so that they can see what it's actually going to look like, which is very important. I always show my clients what it's going to look like, not in the bright lights, because the bright lights can be a little bit scary and intense for some people. So this is going to be huge. I'm also going to be using this mirror for my private lesson clients and showing them and teaching them about light a little bit, which this is very important. And lastly, I'll be trying to record more Getting Ready With Me videos with this mirror, because if you've ever watched my videos on Instagram, you'll know that the lighting sucks. So you guys, everybody always waits to the very end and they see the natural light reveal and they're like, whoa. So anyways, I plan to use this. I should have bought 2. I did buy the carrying case that goes with it because I travel quite a bit. I'm traveling a little bit more than I used to, and I want to make sure that it's protected. So I got the gold carrying case, white and gold. So staying on brand. So those are the 3 things that I purchased and I feel really good about. I don't need any more eyeshadows. I don't need any more foundation. I did stock up on my foundation this summer, so I don't need any more makeup. Maybe some mascara here or there. I can get that. Now, the things that I have purchased in years past might be interesting to you. So if you want to keep listening, awesome. If not, make sure to screenshot this and share it and tell people about it, because I try to provide helpful and useful content for you. And sometimes I'm like, is it really helping you guys? So anyways, just let me know, send some love, share some love, do your thing, how you do things. So if you want to know what I got in years past, keep listening. So the first thing that I got in years past was a new website. My very first website was SetoreBeauty.com, and I built it myself on Wix, and Wix was great. And I built a beautiful site. It was very high end. The SEO is great. I have no complaints. The reason why I switched from Wix to WordPress was because I wanted a few more plugins and I wanted to do a few more things with pop-ups and emails and all of this stuff. So if you have been with me on this journey for a while, you'll know that the transition from Wix to WordPress was awful. It was awful, and WordPress is so freaking finicky. And everybody tells you, go on WordPress, buy this theme. I bought this theme. And I'm pretty tech savvy. Like, I can figure things out. I'm not really scared of that. You shouldn't be either. I'm going to talk about that, you know, in another episode. But anyways, I went to WordPress. I hired somebody to do this. And the problem was that when you hire somebody, even if they come highly qualified, if they are not deeply and intimately familiar with your brand and your aesthetic, it's not going to look good and you're going to want to change it. And I had to do that. And I had planned for this big launch and I built the hype up and everybody was so excited. And then I had this website that I didn't know how to fix quickly. And if I did one thing, it would break the whole thing. So WordPress, in my opinion, was not a good experience. I'm glad I did it. I learned a lot. I understand how WordPress kind of works, and I get it. Like, you can do so much with WordPress. I think WordPress is something that either you need to have and know the coding skills for WordPress ahead of time, or you need to have the money or the capital to pay somebody, and you need to pay them well because you get what you pay for. So you're going to need to at least budget for a couple $100 a month just to make updates for you on your site. And again, that's not going to necessarily be real time. So I switched to Showit. I'm very excited. They do not have an affiliate program. I wish they did because I tell everybody to switch over. Showit has been great. I was between Showit and Squarespace. And the number one reason I went with Showit is because I can customize the mobile version. Now, Squarespace may or may not have this issue kind of resolved, but with Showit, not only could I update my mobile version, I could bring with me my WordPress blog. So all of that SEO that I built up over the years with my SEO on my blog from Setoray Beauty, I can bring that over. And so my blog is powered by WordPress. So I still have to log into WordPress and use WordPress. Ugh, suck. But doing blogs on WordPress is not so bad. So anyways, I switched to Showit. Now the thing with Showit is that you start from scratch. So it's kind of like Wix. So unless you kind of have your branding down pat, you have already mapped out what you want your website to look like, you need to create, you know, your site from scratch. And I knew that I didn't have that kind of time, and I knew that I needed to buy a theme. They do have free themes, and in hindsight, I probably could have just done that. I didn't have the time. I didn't have the energy. Coming out of 2018, it was one of the emotionally hardest years for me in my business. I was copied. People were using me to get ahead, and I was just trying to do the right thing. So anyways, I had no emotional energy left. So I was like, I'm just going to buy this theme from Tonic Site Shop. They did Jenna Kutcher's site. They have lots of other notable clients who they've worked with. And I knew that if they're working with some of the biggest names in online business, that their themes would be good. And they were not cheap. And I think I got my theme, Adriatique, for 30% off, maybe 35. I mean, it's still like quite, you know, you're talking about a little over a grand for the theme. So it was still quite an investment for me, but I knew I needed to make it, especially if I wanted to elevate my business and get it to where I needed to go. And I have never looked back. Now, I know that they are running and they run a Black Friday sale, and I think that's the only sale they run in the year because I'm on their email list and I rarely see them run promotions. Excuse me. But you can get 10% off with if you use Natalie Setare, all one word, and you buy. They also have, outside of themes, they have also what's cool that they also have a sales page, and they also have one-off pages. So if you don't need like the whole theme, you can get like their shop page, because I bought their shop page that integrates with Shopify Lite, which is what I use for e-commerce. I'm trying to think. Oh, and they have, I think they have just blog pages, and I think they're working on some other stuff. But anyways, they do not offer discounts. I am an affiliate with them. I decided to apply to become an affiliate with them because I love them. I also did schedule a call with Jeff to kind of tweak my site and really make it my own. So yes, you can go to tonicsiteshop.com. Anything you get will be 10% off with my code, Natalie Setare. It is worth the investment. If you go to my website and you like it, that is why. And what I love the most about it is that I can change my website at any second. Like if I see a typo, I can just go in there, change it, and it's gone. Okay, so I've not beaten up that dead horse. I think I spent enough time on that. Okay, so the next item that you should really consider getting is the makeup light. If you are a serious makeup artist, or if you are a serious makeup enthusiast and you want to apply makeup and you want to control your lighting because you never know where you're going to be, you need to invest in the makeup light. I'm telling you this having had a ring light and also okay, in the early days, I didn't have anything. I had my director's chair, that's it. And I would make my clients face whatever window was there. But the problem became like nighttime or studio shoots. I didn't have a light with me. And I kind of started to feel a little bit uncomfortable because I would see other artists with their lights and bringing it in. And I'm like, I should have a light. So I got the ring light. And the ring light's fine. But I don't like the rings in the eye. It really bothers me. And it also is just kind of like a burst of LED, even though you can dim it, it's kind of a little bit more blue. And so I upgraded, and I'm not saying to go out and buy the makeup light if you cannot afford it. That is never a good decision. You need to save for it. You need to see if family members or loved ones will chip in, which was the case with my light. I had my pro discount. I put in a bit. My family put in a bit for like my birthday party. I'm like, I haven't had a birthday party in a long time. For my birthday, my family, we don't really do gifts, but they were like, is there anything that you want or need? I'm like, I really want the makeup light. I have 30% off discount with Nigel Beauty. And maybe if we all pitch in, we can get it. Best decision ever. I got my beautiful makeup light. I have two square panels. And then I recently, this last summer, got the eye light because they had an amazing sale and it was 50% off. So heck yes. So the makeup light has changed me as an artist. It's made me a better artist because I can see my work better and clearer. I can take better pictures of my clients, and it's portable, and it has all the different plugs for around the world. So it's dual voltage, so you can travel anywhere in the world with it. And when I'm never worried about when I go into a room, are people going to think I'm professional? I'm like, I'm past that. But when I do set it up, people kind of take notice, like, oh, she's serious. She means business. And so image is part of it in this industry. So, you got to make your image matter. So the last thing that I will be talking about is the Power Sheets by Cultivate What Matters. I am not, and I have already recorded a podcast episode and already drafted the blog post for a whole review on the Cultivate What Matters Power Sheets. And today, as I speak, I applied to become an affiliate of theirs because I've been telling people about them for the entire year. And anyways, sorry, my daughter is in the background. I don't know if you can hear her, but let's see. She might try to barge in. Anyways, the Power Sheets by Cultivate What Matters were hands down one of the best purchases I made, less than $100. And you write your goals and it teaches you kind of how to break down your goals and think about your goals and execute them. And so I'm telling you that I have, I don't know, like the goals, it's like I can't even make this stuff up. Like I have wanted to be an author for so long and I've had my book, Be Your Own Makeup Artist, written for 2 years. And it was this year in 2019 when I actually broke it down and how I'm going to do this, that's when it happened. And I'm not saying that it's just this one thing. Like, yes, it takes discipline, it takes work, but this Power Sheets kind of forced me to look at my goal every day, break it down, and just do it. And to me, it's just changed my outlook and my priorities. I've always known my priorities. I've always known what I've wanted to do. They've always been in my head. I've had that compass guiding me. But for people like me who have these great ideas, who are always dreaming about everything, you know, sometimes you just need like beef and you need like strategy and you need to like break down these things so that you can actually do them. And that is what this Power Sheets does. It's a little bit too like deep, like they have daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, and then you can like check off your progress and stuff. I'm not that kind of person. Like I just need to write down, look at it. I don't need to like, you know, fill in little boxes or whatever. But I know I have lots of friends that would love that. And then it comes with stickers, which I'm also not a huge sticker person. And they're like, put stickers here. And I'm like, what's the point? So, but the action, and what I love most outside the stickers and these little things that I don't use, I like that it's all based in research and science and the science of goal setting and the science of high achievers. And they didn't just put this together with just willy-nilly. They really did the research. They really put it together. I know because I've read so many books on these types of things, so I can see what they are doing, and it is pretty motivating. And the way that they do it is just brilliant. And it might seem like a lot for a planner, which it's not a planner. It is a goal setting planner, which I didn't know what that meant either when I bought it. But anyways, I am rambling about this when I have an entire post dedicated to this. So I'm just telling you, they are running a Cyber Monday / Black Friday sale. I don't know the next time they will. I do know that I bought my 2020 planner when they launched it. So that's another time to kind of like, okay, when they're launching the next year, so 2021, make sure you're on their email and make sure to get it when they're launching it, because I think that's the best savings. So I also bought one for my assistant, Carrie, who is awesome. And that's how much I believe in it. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode. It did end up being longer than I thought it would be. I thought it would be like 5 minutes. It has been 30 minutes, but I do hope that it served you well. I hope that you have a wonderful and beautiful day. I hope that you make investments in your kit that are good and that are in your budget. Never go into debt for these types of things. And let me know what you scored this holiday season or in general, or if you have any more questions, you can always ask me, nataliesatare.com/asksatare. You can email me, natalie@nataliesatare.com. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at nataliesatare. And I would just love to be your friend, even if it's virtual, and we can do makeup together and talk about all the things. So I hope you guys have a great day. I already said that. I'm going to shut up now. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.